You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Scratch one from the bucket list. Commentator Gary Borders went parasailing during his summer vacation, and his brain picked out a soundtrack to capture the experience.
I was recently in Orange Beach, Alabama, known as the Redneck Riviera, being voluntarily hauled out to sea on a fast boat called High Maintenance, along with a dozen or so folks. Our bottoms were bouncing as we broke through the waves. All of us held on to the handrails, both to keep from being flung overboard and to avoid future chiropractic appointments. At least that was my plan. I was at least a generation older than everybody else on this vessel. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I cannot believe that song keeps going through my head. I don't even like it. But while I'm headed out to sea, I cannot erase it from the iPod in my brain. On the cusp of turning 58, I was about to go parasailing for the first time. For 10 glorious minutes, I would dangle beneath the parachute 800 feet in the air while being towed over the Gulf of Mexico. Scratch one from the bucket list. I pondered parasailing for the first few days of vacation, watching the boats pulling folks across the horizon while sitting on the beach. Reckon what could go wrong? I asked my wife. If a rope breaks, seems like you would just float gently down into the ocean. Besides, you're wearing a life jacket. She said she had no idea, but told me to go for it. Finally, I called to make a reservation. When I told the fellow I was sailing solo, he asked what I weighed. About 145 pounds. You need to weigh at least 160 pounds, he said. Otherwise, the wind gust can send you plunging 800 feet into the ocean at breakneck speed and kill you. Still, he told me to show up first thing in the morning when the winds were calmer, and he'd see what he could work out. Besides, I was fudging about 5 pounds light on the weight. This is the first occasion in many years where I've been told that I did not weigh enough. Everyone on the boat had a partner except for a young woman in her late 20s and me. She was a few inches taller and probably weighed about the same, though I wasn't about to ask. We're going to be the last to sail away into the sky, first me solo and then her. By then, having watched a pair of 10-year-olds lift off from the stern, what few butterflies fluttering in my stomach had vanished. I was raring to be launched up into the sky. The deckhand turned to us. "It's too windy up there. Y'all really need to go together," he said. "If you go up alone, that rope is liable to break." "Then what happens?" I asked. "Well, you'll probably die," he said, "because the parachute will start twisting around like a kite whose string had been cut." That was all I needed to know. I introduced myself to the young woman, and we were strapped in side by side. Up we went, that blasted song still circling inside my skull. The flight was all too brief but lovely. It was eerily quiet. I admired the sky, looked down at the ocean from above, hoping to see dolphins without luck. The wind rocked us as if we were swinging in a park. Too soon, we were being reeled in, landing on our feet back on the boat's deck. I don't know if I'll parasail again, unless the ride is longer and a bit less touristy. But I must say, I believe I did fly for a few minutes. I'm just glad that song has quit playing in my head.
You can tell Gary Borders about your summer vacation highlight, especially if there's a catchy tune involved. Find him at GaryBorders.com or send him an email to borders@redriverradio.org. He brings us a weekly dose of life in East Texas every Friday morning at 7:35. Now, Gary, you think you're done with the song "I Believe I Can Fly," but you just might need a little reacquainting with R. Kelly's finest on a Friday morning. So here you go.
I believe I can fly.